The Immigration Detention Center in Tacoma is again under scrutiny. At least a dozen detainees recently filed complaints with local and federal officials alleging abuses by detention center guards. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
An incident in mid-April kicked off this recent flurry of complaints. Several detainees at the Northwest Detention Center say they witnessed guards allegedly assault an elderly man from Honduras. One witness, Jose Ulysses, posted a video statement on Facebook.
En días pasados, un compañero fue agredido.
Some days back, he says, a fellow detainee was in a brutal altercation with officials. After that, we decided to go public because we want people to know what's happening.
Que la sociedad sepa que esto está ocurriendo.
Attorneys and advocates for the detainees identify the Honduran man as Alfredo Rodriguez. They claim three guards bashed Rodriguez's head into the floor, pulled his hair, and left him bleeding. Andrew Munoz is a spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It oversees the center. In a written statement, Munoz says the allegations of excessive force are unfounded. He says ICE reviewed the guard's use of force and found it appropriate. He also says medical staff examined the detainee and found one superficial scratch and no apparent injuries. At least a dozen detainees have filed complaints with ICE, Tacoma Police, and with Geo Group, the private contractor that runs the center. In the Facebook video, Jose Ulysses says it's tough for detainees to speak out, and many incidents like this happen in silence. People are afraid to complain, he says, because these same officials tell them that if they complain, they'll be deported. Advocates report the Honduran man has been deported. ICE says the complaints are currently under review. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.